Hello, everyone. Today's devotion comes from Acts chapter 6. Again, that's Acts chapter 6, and I'll read that for us. Now, in these days, when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, "It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. Therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word." And what they said pleased the whole gathering, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicolaus, a proselyte of Antioch. These they set before the apostles, and they prayed and laid their hands on them. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of grace and power, was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians and of the Alexandrians and of those from Cilicia and Asia rose up and disputed with Stephen. But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking. Then they secretly instigated men who said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and they came upon him and seized him and brought him before the council. And they set up false witnesses who said, "This man never ceases to speak words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and will change the customs that Moses delivered to us." And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Amen. Last week, we began the book of Acts, and so far, we've read about how Jesus' disciples received the Holy Spirit and how the early church exploded in numbers. We've seen the apostles preach the gospel and heal people, get arrested and freed. We've seen the early church praying together and learning how to do life together. And here in today's passage, we see the early church refining their ministry. It says in the first few verses that there have been some complaints about a logistical oversight where the widows were not receiving their daily distribution. And because of this, the apostles appoint new leaders to oversee these things to fix the issues at hand and further advance the gospel. One of these leaders that is appointed is Stephen. We read that Stephen was, verse 5, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. And that he was, verse 8, full of grace and power, doing great wonders and signs among the people. And just as we've read so far in the book of Acts, when people do good works in the name of the Lord, there inevitably comes opposition. And that also happens to Stephen here in this passage. Verse 9, it says, "Then some of those who belonged to the synagogue of the freedmen, as it was called, and of the Cyrenians and of the Alexandrians, and of those from Cilicia and Asia, rose up and disputed with Stephen." And then in verse 11, "They secretly instigated men who said, 'We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God.'" People tried to oppose Stephen despite his doing the work of the kingdom. What stood out to me in this passage was how Stephen dealt with these opposers. Actually, not so much what he did, but rather just how he carried himself. It says in verse 10, "But they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking." They even brought him before the council and had false witnesses testify against him. But it says in verse 15, "And gazing at him, all who sat in the council saw that his face was like the face of an angel." Stephen didn't try to muster up his own arguments against the accusations set up against him. He didn't try to fight with his accusers. He didn't do anything except let his faith and the Holy Spirit do the talking. Again, in verse 5, it says that Stephen was a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. This is the thought that I want to leave us with for today's devotion. When we, as believers, come across opposition, accusation, blaming, and that will happen, what will our reaction be? Will we try to fight back? Will we try to think of the best counter-arguments to win an altercation? Or will we let our faith and the Holy Spirit who dwells in us do the talking? Maybe there's a coworker who is a vocal atheist who talks badly about Christianity. Maybe there's a group of friends who tend to make you feel ashamed about your faith. Or maybe there's a family member who has always questioned you why you would believe in such a thing. And in times like these, let's be like Stephen, full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Instead of fighting back, let's show compassion and mercy. Instead of finding the right arguments, let's display our faith through gentleness and self-control. And when the time comes to vocalize our faith, let's have faith that the Holy Spirit will direct what we say. The goal of the early church, and our goal also as the church today, is not to win arguments, but to win souls. And that can only happen through faith and through the work of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this word. We're reminded today of the faith that Stephen had to do the work of ministry you have called him to do. It doesn't say here in this passage, but I'm sure there were times where Stephen felt nervous in the face of opposition. But we know that ultimately he relied completely on the Holy Spirit, unwavering faith in you. God, who can stand against you? You are the creator. You are the author of life. You are the ultimate judge. No one can oppose you. So Lord, we ask for your help today. Help us to have faith, to not get caught up in pride, a need to prove ourselves, a need to fight for ourselves. But Lord, help us to remember that you have already won, and that through faith, we are your children, whom you equip, you protect, and you send out. So Lord, give us faith in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.